Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Down by two.
Well, would you look at us now? It's game six of the NHL playoffs in the series with the Toronto Maple Leafs and the Boston Bruins. Maple Leafs force a game six, and we are here to talk about it. It's your co-host Josh Elijah. To my right, we got Birdman. Hey, Birdie boy, how you doing?
Hello. I'm great. I'm so fucking nervous for this game.
Oh man,
it's unreal.
You got the rally cap on. It's
whatever you want to call this. It's my version of the rally cap.
Yeah.
Because it's vintage. I'm not putting it inside out. There's no way.
No, exactly. It's, man, it's the tensions are high. But as Austin Matthews is not in this game either, we can't seem to get anybody or the core four all healthy and rolling all at the same time. But in the words of Reeves, the seed has been planted and it's time to come home and water that bitch. I can't say that I've been the most optimistic for this Leafs team. It's been up and down. Especially when someone needs to step up, they've stepped up, whether it's Austin Matthews in game two or if it's been Matthew Nyes in game five. For me, I mean, maybe break down what you were thinking in game five, because I didn't have eyes on the game. In being in Detroit and watching the Tigers, absolutely
right,
the St. Louis Cardinals. But that being said, what were your thoughts in game five and going into game six then?
The player that stepped up for me was Joseph Woll, for sure.
Yeah.
He was unbelievable, man. And like, I don't know, do you ever get the feeling like when you watch some teams where they swap a goalie out and they just play differently in front of them? Like, you know, they just feel like, oh, he's got our backs, and they play with way more confidence, right? I just feel like that's the case with Woll. You know, he just plays with this like really steady presence. He doesn't act like irrationally in the net. You know, some guys just make some weird questionable moves and play the puck too much and stuff.
Overplay. Like,
yeah. So I don't know. Maybe they just feel safer with him back there, and they play differently, because the defense was unbelievable. Like, it was so good. And I haven't seen that all series, the way they played, but still can't score. That's another problem.
No,
right?
You can't. Like, I mean, you
2-1's great, but I mean, you're not going to win too many hockey games scoring two goals. So
yeah, especially against the Bruins, that are just so high powered in their offense as well. I mean, yeah, at the end of the day, I mean, if anything is going to be that turning point, it's going to be Joseph Woll. Like I've mentioned, I haven't been the most optimistic. I haven't been that supportive of the Leafs, and there honestly hasn't been much reason to, if we're being completely frank. So the fact that we were able to turn that around in Boston, because I mean, obviously it's win or go home at this stage of the game. It's a new fire now in Toronto. And, I've been let down too many times as well as we all have been. So, you know, they could have been a good win on the road, but again, Boston just haven't lost in Toronto yet this series. So, I mean, Toronto really isn't a feared atmosphere going.
No.
So, I mean, you know, Maple Leaf Square is fun and all, as you've had a chance to enjoy it. But yeah, it's just a different feel. So we'll have to see going into tonight. Obviously, we're going to keep this short because you'll be listening to this after the Leafs. We're going to be coming at you with our post game analysis, reactions, remarks with the one and only Master Aldworth, Bradley Aldworth, will be joining us after the show, podcast favorite and reporter now with Down by Two and Crier Media. And speaking of Crier Media, all things are possible with Crier Media. Visit Crier.co for all things DB2 and sports related content. Again, can't do all this cool coverage and stuff without the team over at Crier. So shout out to Crier. And I'm going to need a couple of these guys just to keep the anxiety levels either up or down. Oh, yeah. Visit yupbeer.com. A couple of yaps down the gullet. But visit yupbeer.com to find a location near you, available in beer stores across Ontario. I was just speaking with the owner from Yup, Ian. Great guy. He keeps us stocked when it comes to our beers. But we're gonna be doing a lot of more promo with Yup online. A lot of new skits coming out. It's gonna be fun. Just keeping it light and a lot of different content around baseball as well, because beer season equals baseball season, and we're right in the thick of that too. So a lot of fun stuff coming down the pipe when it comes to Yup. So make sure you give them a follow online. Give us a follow too if you aren't already. And then lots of great content coming out that way. But also, he was telling me that beer stores 12 pack, $19.95 or something like that. Is stupid cheap for a 12 pack. So under $20. Yeah.
I wonder if Doug Ford knows that. That falls under his policy, right?
That's right. A buck of beer is right in his wheelhouse. So
you gotta put him on to Yup if he hasn't had any already.
Let's send him
a couple cases.
Let's get Ford on the show. How about that? Let's just get him on the show and see what works. See how that pans out. But going into tonight, you got it. Like, if you're a Leafs fan, you're clutching your pearls. You're scared, but you're hopeful. But let's just see how this rolls out. We're gonna catch you guys after the game. Going into it though, any sort of predictions that we're gonna get to look back on? Do you have any picks for this game? Which obviously we're gonna place all those picks with TonyBet. TonyBet Canada, Canada's number one betting website. 19 plus, terms and conditions apply. Please gamble responsibly. If you're going to do it, you got to do it responsibly. But do you got any picks going into this?
Yeah, I'm going to take I would take Willie on the shots over, or take him on the points, because he's looking a little rusty his first game back. And game five, he was looking really good. Obviously, nothing really came of it. But, they only scored two goals, right? So,
yeah.
I think
the shots were there.
I'm hoping for a big game from Willie. He's looking like he's warmed back up,
Yeah. What's the shot total that you have?
So I took him last game at 3.5, and I think he got like 5 or 6.
Yeah, I think he was at 5.
Yeah.
So that's what I was seeing when I
he's kind of replacing Matthews with the shots there. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, for whatever fucking reason, I don't know why I'm doing this now, but I'm just doing like, and I always like to tinker around with some teases in my picks, but I'm putting together little three leggers, but easy ones. So if I get Tuzi and Domes to both give me two shots, and then Nylander for three, that is at +270. Nice. So having to boost that, and again, you can go find that on TonyBet. They got some good options there and some pretty good lines. I'm also gonna take a DeBrusk point, because he's good for it usually, except for last game. But yeah, give me DeBrusk on over half a point. So that's what I got going in. Let's see if those actually pan out as we're going in to Scotiabank Arena. It's in Toronto. Toronto Maple Leafs first. The Boston Bruins. This is game 6. Winner go home, winner stay home, I guess, if you're the Leafs, and bust out the golf clubs going into the next week, if that's the case. But either way, if they win this, we go on to a game 7 in Boston in the TD Garden Saturday night. So we'll catch you guys after the game and tell you how we really feel. All right, boys, collectively, let's just go 1, 2, 3, breathe in. And breathe out. Toronto Maple Leafs are on their way to Game 7 in Boston. Yeah.
Let's fucking go.
Bro, oh my God. Guys, Wow, what a roller coaster of a series. Ooh. And I just want to start off and preface this with, yes, we have been pessimistic. Myself, very much, I've been pretty pessimistic this entire series, and for the right reasons, okay? Because absolutely. Down 3-1, this does not look good. And you know what? And I still stand by my take that Mitchell Marner just went for another fucking skate tonight. Like, there were just not a lot of game-winning plays. Thank God for William Nylander, and thank God for Joseph Woll, as the Toronto Maple Leafs edged out the Boston Bruins, what should have been 2-0. Let's be real here. That yeah. goal with 0.1 seconds left ends up counting.
So goofy.
So, it hurts. So goofy. But be that as it may, Joseph Woll was absolutely outstanding tonight. And the Leafs, I mean, just being able to shut down Boston the way that they did was just they continue to build on the incredible play that, you know, having that backing from Joseph Woll. And Bird, you mentioned that before the actual game when we did our prelude, that, you know, it feels like he's actually given them more of a boost just mentally as well, just being like, hey, if all else fails, I got us, and I'm gonna be that guy to the last stand of defense, I guess, against the Boston Bruins. And honestly, just an incredible game, and just being able to weather that storm. You know, there was a lot of pressure coming from Boston's end. I mean, it looked like at some points it was just like this fire will not be able to be put out. But at the end of the day, Joseph Woll again, and boys, take it away from here, because we did not see this coming.
So crazy, man. Like, I'm almost at a loss for words. Like, there is yeah. a lot to dissect, but there is. I mean, man, this guy Joseph Woll, he just comes in and just. He's like 90s Dominic Hasek out there, like just flopping around, but he's got laser focus. Like, I don't know, man. It's nuts. Like, he's seeing everything right now.
Yeah. Cautious optimism turned to hope, turned to belief. And now we're going to game 7. So, yeah, Joseph Woll looks amazing, but I also think that there has to be credit as a whole 60 minutes put in by a whole team. I didn't hate Mitch Marner tonight. I am kind of on the same road with you. I don't think he was like a difference maker, but he, you know, gained the zone, gained the blue line with a little bit of confidence. Still don't love the half-board pause thing that he keeps doing. Right. But when you look at the team, I think that Joseph Woll came up big when – inevitably in the playoffs, teams are going to get chances. These are the best teams in the NHL. The regular season has sifted out the bad teams, and here we are left with them. And I think he makes those saves, but the last two games we've seen defensive mindedness from our forwards back checking. We saw Nyes take McAvoy out
yes.
of the play tonight. We saw some really good things that way. And I think we also, what needs to be given credit to his block shots and sticks in the way of shots.
Yes.
Like,
mm-hmm. yes.
Huge
there
blocks.
Was one shot against in the first period.
First period. Mean,
I'm sorry. When does that happen? Defense has shown up. The offense is playing hard-nosed hockey. They're getting in front of Swayman. This is what we need to do for the rest of the playoffs if we're graced with more than one more game. I'm just like, if yeah. we can play this hockey in game 7, it's anyone's game, man.
I mean, when you're looking at shots on net, the final box score does not really do it much justice, as the Toronto Maple Leafs had 26 compared to Boston's 23. But
right.
halfway throughout the game, it was 18 or 19 to 4.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
So what that tells you is that when there is that kind of at the end of the game with it being 26 to 23, that Boston let it on for the second half, and it looked like it was a storm that could not be weathered. But at the end of the day,
yeah.
I mean, it, like, you talk about the block shots as well. It was, and then obviously the outstanding play from Joseph Woll. That is what the Leafs have needed, and obviously a huge turning point since making that decision to take out Samsonov and put Joseph Woll in. And it's just that next man up mentality. And this is the opportunity that Joseph Woll was thrusted into last year. But absolutely. Now this is the opportunity that he's been preparing for and ready to make his mark. And against someone like, you know, being able to outlast someone like Swayman, who has been absolutely bonkers as well over on their end, and playing with that chip on his shoulder. And I honestly, that story about him not being drafted by the Leafs and getting a pick later by Boston is truly remarkable. And he's come out with some of vengeance against the Toronto Maple
Leafs. Oh, it's so. Villain origin story type stuff.
Dude, it's been absolutely nuts. And to be able to weather that storm as well as my goodness, some of the craziest hockey as we've seen.
As a team, you know, I saw an article recently that Elon Musk and the team just put the first Neuralink in, and I'm like, who knew it was Joseph Woll? The guy's a fucking cyborg out there. He's just locked in, like, Jesus Christ. The guy took a little time off late season to fucking, you know, get an enhancement. Like, wow.
So now looking forward to Game 7 on Saturday. If you are the Boston Bruins, you are scared. Like, this is
and history
and pissed. I mean, this is history repeating itself from last year when the Boston Bruins had a 3-1 lead to the Florida Panthers and then ended up losing that series again. So is history looking like it's going to repeat itself?
Is this a 2014 reverse situation here?
Right? Like, the momentum has completely swung around. And all the momentum is going for the Leafs right now, because they've now shown back-to-back games that they can outlast Boston's gritty play. And even not by – they've only – it's been the same score two games in a row. It's been 2-1. So is like, how scared are you if you're Boston? And what are some of the things that you would try to improve if you're Boston? Like, how do you actually rebound from this?
Man, I think if you're Boston, you got to look at the Leafs and say, like, hey, like, these guys cannot score more than two goals. Like, all we have to do is get bodies in front of the net, because, like, that's where the Leafs have trouble, is, like, collapsing in front of their own net. They're doing a pretty good job tonight.
Incredible job the last two games.
I think at the end of the game, Boston actually had more shot attempts than the Leafs, but the blocks, sticks in the way, like, that was the difference, right? So if you can look to, like, eliminate some of that and actually get the puck on the net, I think that's probably the focus, because I mean, Joseph Woll is amazing, but he's still a rookie goaltender at the end of the day. And I don't know, like, because other than that, there's not much you can do, right? Like, because they're doing it back at the Leafs. That's why we can't score.
Yeah, both teams are playing incredible hockey. And, you know, it's like, this is like playoff hockey that's not giving an inch. You know, you have to, when you look at our third and fourth line, like, I think the pressure that we're able to put on the forecheck is what, like, keeps the game, like, driven towards us without letting, like, set plays happen.
Yeah.
And we're, like, picking up, like, our forwards are picking up guys on the way back. I also think sometimes now, when I look at last year in comparison to this year's Boston Bruins, obviously you're missing leaders like Patrice Bergeron. That's not to say that Marchand hasn't stepped into that role. Fucking, as a Leafs fan, can't stand the guy on the ice, but I think, like, if he was on our team, that's the kind of guy you want around. And at a moment like this, I wonder if that kind of composure to be able to really actually help be a catalyst in moving your team past two games where, you know, you've had them on the ropes and you've let them inch back, and now it's now you're, you know, in the 12th round of a heavyweight fight, and it's anyone's ball game.
Here's the thing, Here's the thing, is that they also haven't seen Nylander up until the last couple of games. So, I mean, now that he is fully back, and, you know, him being our savior this game, it's a combined effort between Woll and Nylander. But he was the only player on the Leafs to be able to find the net twice. He had the most shots on net as well. And you look at some of the other players as well that would normally, I mean, Morgan Rielly, for example, we just went from five shots on net to none. in this game. So, I mean, really, the Nylander effect has been pivotal within the last couple of games as well. Finally finding the back of the net, and that's definitely going to propel him when it comes to just sort of any momentum that he has going into this game seven. But Leafs fans now feel like they're becoming accustomed to winning games without Austin Matthews, which is crazy to think. 69 goals throughout the regular season, and now we've won our last two games without him. Should Leafs fans just prepare to go into game seven without Matthews and whatever's working is working?
The team should. If whatever is ailing Matthews is still, you know, there, I think the team wants him on the ice, obviously. It's been a centerpiece of the club for a long time, and I don't think that that changes game in or game out for the locker room. But this just goes to show, like, you know, I don't know. Now, I think the interesting thing to talk about in a game seven return is how you shuffle lines and I don't think you introduce him first line here. I think that line.
Yeah.
Is too dangerous right now. I think the Domi, Marner, Bertuzzi line is firing on all cylinders and they're making things happen. I also think that when you look at Boston's goal against us in game five, and then you look at Nylander's first goal in this game, the Leafs a lot of times look for that skill play, right? That skill pass, that skill shot, where putting it on net and getting a bounce off of McAvoy's knee pad,
right,
is you. Those are going to be goals, and putting the puck to the net is sometimes the right move. Regardless,
those are playoff goals.
A great pass before, right? But that's
absolutely
hockey, yeah. Like that is not every goal is going to be that skill goal, that highlight goal.
And I think he was just trying to put it on net.
Yeah, they need to keep doing that. Because they're getting in Swayman's space now. Like game one through four, we weren't threatening in the crease. There was no collapsing, like you touched on, Bird. Like, you know, it's a different club. It's a different style of hockey, and it's good. The Leafs can play it. They're showing they can play it. And that's a difference from last year and years prior.
Absolutely. So, absolutely.
I'm hopeful for game seven, man. Here we go.
It's gonna be a wild ride in Boston. I mean, the under looks pretty tempting. Altogether. Maybe take a look at the hits as well, because you look at Bertuzzi and other Leafs.
Even Tavares, man.
Tavares throwing some bodies as well.
Nylander had a few hits.
He had a huge hit. Did you see that?
Yeah, it was a big one.
Oh, absolutely. Sick.
It's honestly can't wait for Saturday right now. Again, it is game seven. This is what it all culminates to. And especially when you're on a two game streak here, coming down 3-1, now pushing it all the way back to TD Garden. I mean, going into that game, it's going to be tough for Boston to regain some sort of momentum. So you have to come out firing on all cylinders and hopefully get that first goal to propel the momentum into the rest of the game. So
just keep playing exactly how they have been, man.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But we'll be able to touch base when it comes to that. We'll be posting all of our content through there. So make sure you like, share, subscribe, all that good stuff. And see you guys on Saturday for game seven. Josh, Elijah, Birdman, Brad. Thank you guys for checking out.
Peace.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.